Senate Bill 3090 would establish the Mauna Kea Management Authority, which would renegotiate observatory leases and permits, limit the number of telescopes on the summit, and exercise police powers and enforcement on the mountain. Big Island Mayor Harry Kim did not oppose the bill, but said he prefers local rule.
I think one of the biggest concerns of people was the lack of input coordination with people of interest and people of residence. There's one thing I recognize that I think will be pursued by me. It will be more management on the local control.
Senate Higher Education Committee Chair Kai Ali'i Kahele, who represents Hilo, supports a new management authority and blames the University of Hawaii for destabilizing the situation by pursuing multiple actions pertaining to Mauna Kea.
By moving forward with a master lease that doesn't expire for 14 more years to have public comments on an EIS while you're trying to get public comment and information on administrative rules, it should have been done years ago, while we have two major cases at the state Supreme Court, doesn't help what we're trying to do.
But Kalahui Hawaii Chair Healani Sonora Pali says the Senate's proposed bill is not the one to reorganize management of Mauna Kea.
As of today, there were 634 testimonies in opposition to Senate Bill 3090. 444 of them being registered voters from all over the islands and all districts.
Doug Simons represents all of the observatories on Mauna Kea. He recommended state lawmakers work with the current management structure instead of dismantling it and starting from scratch.
Are funded principally by international science research funding agencies like the National Science Foundation. I'm convinced that given the beating that Hawaii astronomy has taken over the controversies of the past few years, that funding, which drives the whole engine of Hawaii astronomy, is at risk.
The Joint Senate Committee will vote on Senate Bill 3090 on February 14th. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.